This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Big debate coming up in 10 minutes. Is lemonade a juice? We got a poll on Twitter at the Team 980. You can go vote on that. We'll take some of your phone calls as well if you're passionate about the subject. Is lemonade a juice? We'll go around the horn in our studio, get everybody involved here. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes. I've already gotten some very nice responses to this question on social media, and I think we have a lot more to get to on that topic when we get there. I'm going to get Linnell on this topic as well. So I'll need him in about 10 minutes. But first, Max sent me this. It comes from the Washington Post. If you love the name Commanders, you are in luck. If you do not like the name Commanders, I have terrible news for you. According to Nikki Javala, the Washington Post, the Washington Post Scholar School poll, or Washington Post SCARG School poll, sorry. Don't know what this is, but this was a poll that says 61% of D.C. area sports fans are fans of the name Commanders, which is up 45% of area sports fans a year ago. Among all D.C. area residents, 53% say they are Commanders fans, while 45% do not root for the team. In 2023, 31% of D.C. area residents said they were Commanders fans and that the Commanders were their favorite local team. So why is this important? Because that means the tide is changing when it comes to the name itself. Now, I do have some degree of pushback here, if you don't mind, Max, before we get to the actual name itself here.
For sure.
I don't understand how these polls work without polling us. Were you asked about this?
No, but then again, I'm a Northern Virginia resident, not a DC resident. I know that Northern Virginia residents are included because there is a helpful little graphic that the Washington Post put in here. But yeah, how DC sports personalities, I feel like, need to be at least like consulted.
Poll, I mean, this is what I would call a local poll. I wouldn't call it hyper local, but I would call it a local poll. So if you are from Northern Virginia, you should be added into this poll. If you are from Maryland, southern parts of Maryland, you should be added into the poll. If you're from Baltimore, I don't care. You shouldn't be in this poll.
Yeah, you're Ravens.
Go to the Baltimore Sun, right? But I feel like that should encompass everybody. It is local enough to where residents from everywhere should get it. Maybe they did an announcement about the poll. Maybe it was online. I don't know. I didn't see it. I would have liked to answer on this. It goes on to say later in the article that support for the Commander's name has also shifted among the D.C. area sports fans. A 53% majority like or love the name, That is up from 34% a year ago. Among Commanders fans in the D.C. metro area, 62% have a positive view of the name. That is up from 36% last year. They then quote some people. Look, I don't really care about the quotes from people that I don't know. But the numbers I find to be interesting because we knew this was going to happen in some capacity. Now, I will admit, I don't love the name Commanders. I do like it more than I thought I would, but that's mostly because Jaden Daniels won.
Correct.
You could call them the Fighting Denton Days for all I care. If they're winning games.
I'm sure you'd love that.
I mean, I would hate that, actually. I don't need my face plastered everywhere. You could call them the Major Tutties for all I care. Who, by the way, Major Tutty, he took the Zempies. He's a little bit more jacked nowadays. I don't know if you'd realize that.
We got to get Major Tutty undergoing like a big transformation. He needs to go through puberty is what I'm saying. He needs to get tusks, get a little bit meaner in the face.
He put some muscle on. I don't know if it was the Zempies or the roids, but he did one of the two. I saw him
and JD5 have bulked up in the offseason.
Hopefully JD5 is way more clean. But yes, I agree with you. But the name itself, as long as the team wins, I really don't care anymore. I'm done with the name conversation. I know Kevin's going to be upset that I'm saying this on his program. With the microphone, I don't care as long as they win. When they started winning, the passion that had been relatively apathetic over the past couple of years was ignited. I felt like I was in middle school again. I felt like I was in high school again, caring about the team in ways that I had not done so in years prior. Now, part of that is because, like, when you're actually doing this, you do lose a little bit of the luster because it literally is, like, every single
day. Yeah.
And, man, let me tell you, during the Ron era, and during the Jack Del Rio era, it sucked most days.
It was a grind.
There was not a lot of good days when it came to doing this every single day. But last year there was, and the name was kind of like, it was fine.
It was in the background.
It was whatever. If you're still tying that to Dan Snyder, I don't have anything that's going to convince you away from that. But I'm going to think of it more related to Jaden Daniels than it is to Dan Snyder. Or to Jason Wright, or to Will Misselbrook, whatever that dude's name is that was here for like a cup of coffee, made a bunch of big changes, and then left to flee out west. I don't care about none of them dudes. I care about Jaden Daniels. And if the Commanders are going to be what it is moving forward, then I'm fine with it. Now, if they change it, I'm fine with it too. Like, I'm not anti-changing it to something else. If when they get this new stadium, and it's already started to be built, because I still think they're waiting on some of that stuff, once they start to build the stadium and it's clear that, like, the stadium is going to be here. They have jumped over all of the legal hurdles and they then decide we're going to change the name. I'm cool with that, too.
Washington Warthogs, man. I'll say it on every program I'm on. Washington Warthogs. It's alliterative. Pays homage to the old days. It's perfect.
Still keep the W.
Yes, you can still use the W. And, like I said, meaning up Major Tutty, he would be the perfect mascot.
He would be the perfect mascot. He ain't going nowhere.
Of course. Major Tutty's here to stay.
The kids be loving old Major Tutty. So he's not going anywhere, regardless of what the name ends up being. I want the colors back more than anything. I didn't love some of the colors that we saw this past year. I know a lot of you were in the same boat.
Didn't realize how much I'd miss those uniforms until we lost them.
They're beautiful.
They're clean.
They are beautiful. Crispy. On YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube. George chimes in on the chat on YouTube saying, what is the age of Commanders voters? That is a great question.
It is a great question.
I would guess, just based off the way that the poll is done, it is going to be a more broad ranging age group. So it's not like they just went to 50-year-olds. It's not like they just went to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know that 18-year-olds know the Washington Post exists. Not a shot at the Washington Post, more a shot at the youth.
I also don't think they'd want to answer any questions from the media on something like this. I think they polled... The number of participants is 1,667 D.C. area residents with a margin of error of 3.1 percentage points. That is the data.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I was not involved in that 1600. I would like to be. I actually like poll questions. That's why we run them all the time on the show.
Yeah.
I'm a radio guy. I like poll questions. I would have loved to be in that. I don't think it's changing, at least for a couple years. But I was also, and maybe I would have to ask Ben Standing this, because I'm sure he would know better than I, and he'll join us at noon here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. I think you have to, there's a five-year period where you cannot change your name again. It just, it's something with like licensing in the NFL, because they start pumping out product immediately, that you have to wait a certain amount of years before you change your name again after you change it the first time. The reason why they could go from Washington Football Team to Commanders the first time was because of the circumstances that surrounded them changing the name from Redskins to Washington Football Team to Commanders. But because it is Commanders, I believe the process has to be at least a five-year process. The Washington Football Team was just looked at as a transition period, a transition phase. They were Progressive. It was a transition phase from the old name to what is now the Commander. So I think we'd have to wait until at least, if it was started in 2022, we'd have to wait till at least 2027 before we get Commanders gone, if they decide to go that route. But people like it now, and they like it because the team is winning. And that's a nice problem to have. I don't think people would like it if the team went 2-15 or whatever last year. It's because they were fun to watch. You were going out to bars in December, January, and February, and you were watching meaningful, well, not February, maybe this year, but you were watching meaningful games with your team involved, and then the team happened to be stomping on opponents in the process of that, at least some of it, before they ran into the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. All right, coming up next, we get to the all-important debate. Is lemonade a juice? You can jump in on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. 0980. We have a Twitter poll question up on the topic as well at the Team 980. Is lemonade a juice? We'll go around the horn. Plus, we'll get into more actual football-related Commanders things when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.